I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
How about you let me drive?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I wanna drive.
It's the question that drives us.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody, just about 16 minutes left in today's trading session. Bouncing around a little bit more of a muted trade, certainly on the equity side of things. But let's get to it. We did get an inflation read earlier this morning. With us is Doug Sciocca, CEO and partner at Kavar Capital. They've got about $1.5 billion in assets under management, joining us from his alma mater, Notre Dame. Doug, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Hey, I am great. Thank you for having me on, and great to be back.
Well, it's great to have you here. Nothing's going on. Quiet as could be. The election, the outcome, I don't know. How does it change your thinking about the investment environment and what's to come? Or is it just really too soon to tell? But we are getting a lot on his cabinet, you know, nominees and key advisor nominees. So I don't know if that starts to paint a picture of maybe what's to come.
Yeah, I mean, I think like the one thing that certainly helps is we've had a 4 years of President Trump before. So, you know, we're going through and experiencing kind of like the old expression of history may not repeat itself, but it often rhymes. So we're having a lot of conversations about like the devilish impact of tariffs and trade war 2.0. And what does this really mean for the yield curve? And, you know, I think it's early, right? There are in politics promises versus policy. And somewhere between the two will actually lie the outcome of what will transpire. So, yeah, I think, look, the momentum that's in place that's celebrating what is purported to be very much a free trade, emphasizing low regulation, low tax platform, it likely will be hard to stop that going into year end, which is seasonally pretty strong anyway. But I do think there are going to be a lot of opportunities that emerge without question.
What kind of opportunities?
So right now, I think, you know, more than anything, like we think that's happening in the fixed income markets is really fascinating. I mean, everyone's talking about the yield curve. Oh, my God, how can it possibly see like some lift in the long end after the Fed has now cut 75 basis points in two consecutive meetings? You realize that this is the third time in the last five cut undertakings that a month later, the curve is either flat or a little higher, right? And it makes a ton of sense to us to think about term premium steepens is to reflect the fact that there's an incipient risk of inflation because the Fed is cutting. GOP is still strong. Normalization is validating a labor market that is back in balance. Inflation is under control, as we saw this morning, though not careening lower, and the dollar is strong. So we think this is a very positive transformation away from some pretty steep inversion of normalization where we can actually pick up yield to make little longer loans. So we're really happy what's happening in the fixed income market.
Wait, so what's the specific play then right now?
Yeah, excuse me. I think the play is in the belly of the curve. And okay. I think the play is in credit. And I think the play is going to be, because what happened right in the muni market, which has kept such a bid in those bonds throughout the year, in spite of a really ho-hum performance by the ag, is that, and this is going to be like, this is a mind-boggling idea, right? Local governments and municipalities actually have to balance their budget. So there's a lot of terming out that had taken place. There's not a lot of paper that's come to market because some of these treasures in these municipalities exhibited very strong foresight in locking in lower rates for a longer period of time. Corporations, not as much. Governments, not as much. So we're seeing that 5 to 7 year period in the curve very attractive to us. You clip a lot of coupons. Oh, and if you do get a tailwind from consecutive Fed cuts, even if they're not going to be as much or as big as people thought a year ago, that's going to actually give a nice contribution to the total return of yield plus appreciation.
Any inflationary risks when it comes to Trump's agenda? Tariffs, we're going to be speaking about those. We're going to be speaking about those a little later.
Yeah, I no question, right? I mean, I think that is an issue. And again, you've got to go back and say, okay, in trade war 1.0,
yeah,
how much of an impact did that have on CPI? Forget PCE for a sec. Very little, right? So really, if you go back 2018 and 19 during trade war 1.0, you saw CPI remain pretty stable at almost exactly the Fed targeted 2%. Now, you have to take into consideration the backdrop is a little bit different then, right? You had global demand for manufactured goods was a little bit weaker, slowing trade had already begun to take place, which is not the case right now. But you got to keep in mind the changing transformation and composition of the U.S. economy. Spending on services right now is 66% and goods 33%. So much of the tariffs that people are fearful are going to be passed down to a tax consumer, it's just not impacting as much of their pocketbook as it did 3, 5, 7 years ago.
What's going on? It's crazy, right?
It's nuts. I mean, yeah. Everything's coming fast and furious. Doug, thanks for joining us. Always good to check in with you. Sorry it was cut a little short. We had a lot of breaking news today.
We did.
Definitely appreciate you taking the time. Doug Sciocca, CEO and partner over at Kavar Capital Partners.